AAA's average across the country for regulars $3.84 a gallon, but in seven states it's over $4. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
1110 KPND, depend on us. Good morning, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. A little on the chilly side this morning. We've got 14 in Sisters, 22 in Bend. And today's news brought to you by Napa, Napa Know How. Now, from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Dave Jarvis with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Frank. Good Monday morning to you. Two men are dead and a woman is critically injured, all of them victims of a Saturday head-on collision near Bend.
Two people died in a two-vehicle head-on crash on Highway 20W near Milepost 9, which is between Sisters and Bend. Our initial investigation indicates a Nissan Sentra four-door driven by an adult male out of Washington State was westbound when it crossed the center line into the eastbound lane, collided head-on with a Subaru station wagon.
OSP Lieutenant Greg Hastings says 62-year-old Dean Hale of Bend and the adult male driver of the Washington car died at the scene. Firefighters had to cut the roof and a door off of the Subaru to rescue Hale's wife, who was then flown to St. Charles Bend with critical injuries. Investigators are still trying to determine if alcohol was involved. Central Oregon law enforcement agencies say 11 drivers were busted for drinking and driving over the just-completed St. Patrick's Day weekend. The Oregon State Police say that's half of the 22 arrests reported by all law enforcement agencies statewide. An article in the Bulletin says last year's statewide number was 16 arrests. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says more than a third of the nation's fatal weekend accidents involved a drinking driver. Redmond School Board Chairman Jim Erickson says an early end to this school year enables them to carry forward about $500,000 to next year. The district faces a $5 million budget shortfall in the coming school year, but Erickson says the decision means the district will fall below the state mandate for the number of hours that each student is required to attend, and that's something the state will have to deal with in the face of continued funding cuts.
That it continues to mandate things which are important, like days in school and, you know, mandate annual yearly progress. All those mandates are absolutely critical. We need to care about the quality of education for our kids, but, you know, on the other side, we also need to fund it. Redmond has cut more than 100 adults in the last 3 years, so you can understand what that's done to what we are able to offer our students.
Erickson says the board and teachers will be actively looking for other ways to cut costs for next school year. Well, both Republicans and Democrats are trying to win women voters in the upcoming presidential election. 1110 KBND Kelly Blyer explains.
Statistically, more women vote than men. Jim Foster, OSU Cascades political science professor, says they are a very important voting bloc.
Yeah, and women tend to be independent, and the Republican Party is not helping itself at all by focusing on these reproductive rights issues and trying to recreate the whole wedge issues around a whole lot of reproductive rights issues took place in the 80s in particular.
Women outnumber men among registered voters. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The Bend Ale Trail started out about 2 years ago and has become much more popular than originators thought. Visit Bend President Doug LaPlaca says the concept was featured in a world-renowned publication.
USA Today featured the Bend Ale Trail, so we're very excited. It's obviously, the USA Today has an enormous audience nationwide. The print circulation of the USA Today is just under 2 million papers at this point. And in addition to the article being run in the USA Today, it's also been picked up in several other newspapers across the country. I think it's an exciting day for the Bend beer industry, as well as the Bend tourism industry.
The article features Boneyard Beer, whose spokesperson Melody Story says the Ale Trail helped make their beer more successful than they ever expected in such a short time. LaPlaca says they'll continue to do their part to promote the craft beer culture in Bend. The company that's building a new section of Highway 20 between Corvallis and Newport may lose its contract, 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
ODOT has issued a notice of default against Yaquina River Constructors, the company that's replacing the 10-mile stretch of hairpin turns and no-passing areas between Eddyville and Pioneer Mountain. Some of the bridges of the new section of highway were built on ancient landslides that are still moving, and the support columns are shifting out of position. The company has 10 days to respond, and if ODOT doesn't find the response acceptable, it can terminate terminate the contract while still holding the company financially responsible.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And electric car drivers hit the road Friday to inaugurate the first major section of a West Coast electric highway dotted with stations where they can charge up in 20 minutes. Eight stations are spaced about 25 miles apart on the 160-mile stretch of I-5 from the California border north to Cottage Grove. The governors of Oregon, California, and Washington in 2009 signed an agreement to turn I-5 into an electric highway. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com. I'm Dave Jarvis. For News Talk 1110, KBND, depend on us.
Thank you, Dave, and good morning to you. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, definitely on the chilly side today. So if you've got any moisture out and about in the area,